This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The New York Institute of Technology students call their design Open House. If you close your eyes, you can imagine this house on a beach with the entire south wall open to the ocean breezes and natural light. The design also expresses the team's ideal home, a home with influence extending beyond its physical walls, a home that is one with its community and nature. A white ceiling helps to maximize natural light, and a contained pond on the roof reflects light back into the open space, which further maximizes daylight and reduces the need for electrical lighting. What's different? The open space concept allows inhabitants to freely arrange and manipulate their environment. Bound by nanowalls on the south wall, the house provides natural sunlight and virtual connections of occupants to nature. The automated building controls include a fingerprint scanner. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, Open House defines a home by its connection between the environment and technology. Three modular steel units, open space, manifold, and roof, all convene along an east-west axis, which allows for easier separation and reassembly on the National Mall. Open House features a 40-foot by 12-foot adjustable and open floor plan that creates flexible zones to accommodate multiple functions of the open space. Inhabitants can freely arrange and manipulate their environment and furniture element. Open House's 270-square-foot manifold core contains the essentials for living, including the kitchen, bathroom, storage, and mechanical, electrical, and solar equipment. Smart House technology provides the dweller with additional flexibility, convenience, and comfort. It allows for efficient control in the scheduling or maintenance of household functions, such as air temperature, lighting, and appliances. Caesarstone is used for the kitchen countertops. Caesarstone is 93% crushed quartz, one of nature's hardest minerals. The quartz is combined with high-quality polymer rosins and pigments and then compacted under intense vibration, vacuum, and pressure into dense non-porous slabs. For heating and cooling, the home's state-of-the-art HVAC system is based on the geothermal principle. A rooftop pool will replicate the heating and cooling properties of the earth for demonstration. The HVAC system will also incorporate solar thermal technology. This innovative HVAC system is cost-effective and viable. For lighting, the south side glass nanowalls visually connect occupants to the outside world and fill the living space with natural sunlight and heat. The design means less energy is spent on lighting and heating the interior of the home. In warm weather months, the overhang helps keep the living area from being overheated by the sun. A customized lighting system includes LED bulbs and T5 electronically ballasted fluorescent fixtures. The New York Institute of Technology solar home is powered by 34 photovoltaic modules, a battery energy storage system of 24 batteries, an evacuated tube hot water system, a building integrated PV overhang, and an integrated thermal storage system. The budget of the NYIT solar home is $400,000, including materials, construction equipment, transportation expenses for the house and students, and hotel accommodations. For more information about the New York Institute of Technology solar home, go to www.nyit.edu/solar. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.